Arr, and welcome to another installment in the ever-growing compendium of the Tiny Pirate Songs holiday franchise. This be the fifth such piratical auditory adventure, and I have high hopes that it will make a right nice shelf mate to the others.
The Tiny Piratical Quinquilogy. Is that right? Quad means four, so quint is four.
No,
right?
No, it would be more correct to use the Greek prefix, penta.
So, pentrilogy?
Sure.
I was into pentrilogy for a short while. It improved the self-esteem.
You were a pentrilogist?
Aye.
Did you find it fantastic?
Why must you mock myself?
All right. Let's not get sidetracked here. The point be that this here is album 5, and the name of the album be Tiny Pirate Songs Pirated. Now, this presents a whole new set of linguistic conundrums.
Wait a minute, I'm confused.
And you see, I knew it would only be a few seconds before some sharp-eared pirate with a pocket thesaurus and a grudge again the captain spoke up.
I have a question.
Of course, how could you not?
I believe, after 4 previous confusing efforts, that I now understand that when you say Tiny Pirate Songs, the tiny does, in fact, refer to the brevity of the songs, not the brevity of the pirates, correct?
Aye, tiny pirate songs are shanties of concision performed by pirates of a conventional mass and proportion. I assume from your pensive posture that you have a follow-up question.
Yes. When you say Tiny Pirate Songs pirated, are you referring to the fact that we be, by the very nature of our profession, currently engaged in the act of being a pirate?
No, he can't mean that. That would be redundant, wouldn't it?
Well, that's why I'm asking. It seems like an unnecessary repetitive repetition.
What did you just call me?
I think he called you a reptile.
I ain't no lizard nor member of the Amniotes, you tea-feather horse face.
Who are you calling tea-feathers, you goat blossom?
Now, look, we're giving it way too adversarial here, boys. Let's take it easy. No one's saying you're a snake or a frog or such.
Frogs are amphibians. It'd be totally different.
I know. Tiny Pirate Songs Pirated be a reference to our new completely hip television franchise produced by the irreverent and puckish Ashton Kutcher. You heard of being punked? Well, that ain't nothing to being pirated, eh?
What are you talking about?
Jump back! Where's the hidden cameras? Oh, you've been pirated, dog!
That's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard.
No, let's not be so hasty to dismiss Ashton Kutcher's ideas without giving him a fair hearing.
Ashton Kutcher be not here to defend himself, and rightly so, I care not what you have to say on his behalf.
Sir, I know Ashton Kutcher. I have seen his movies, and you, sir, are no Ashton Kutcher.
Belay all that, boys. We be getting seriously off task. The name of the album is Tiny Pirate Songs Pirated, and the latter half of the title is referring to the illegal acquisition of all the musical tracks herein, i.e., they have all been stolen, ergo, pirated. Matey?
Oi, Captain, I have a few red-hot pirated songs I'd like to play.
Oh, I can smell the illegality.
I feel naughty.
And they are?
To begin, taken straight from the Tiny Pirate Song's immensely popular debut album, taken without permission, I might add, I give ye the tiniest of the Tiny Pirate Songs.
It's the tiniest of the Tiny Pirate Songs. Song over!
Aye, that were a good track.
Classic.
Brief.
And here, off of the Tiny Pirate Songs 2, our follow-up album, that untitled song you did with the parrot, Captain.
I remember it.
You say tomato.
And I say tomato.
You say potato.
And I say potato.
Tomato.
Tomato.
Potato.
Potato.
Let's call the whole thing. Wait a minute.
Let's call the whole thing. Wait a minute.
Mr. Crackers. This is not going to work. You don't understand how the song is structured.
I don't understand how the song is structured.
You have to say it with a different pronunciation.
Different pronunciation?
Are you mocking me, Mr. Crackers?
Are you mocking me, Mr. Crackers?
I think that you are.
Wait.
Stop. I sense something amiss here. My name is Mr. Crackers. And I'm a stupid parrot.
And I'm very smart.
Wait a minute, Red Crackers!
And third, off our less popular, artistically daring yet critically misunderstood album, Hobo Tales, I've plundered a track called How Do You Get Your Hobo Name?
Here's how you get your hobo name.
I'm tingling with excitement.
Well, you take your worst feature.
I've got one eye.
Hook for a hand. Extremely handsome.
Put it with where you slept last night.
Cardboard box.
Bring it to ship.
The Radisson. Mix it in a pot till it comes out wrong.
How do you mix a name in a pot?
The pot is metaphorical. The hobo is annoying.
Now that's how you get your hobo name. Hobo roll call.
What a high cardboard jack.
That's a good one.
Who can Billy Briggs?
I feel like you're not participating, Captain.
Handsome Captain the Radisson.
Now you've got your hobo name.
And we'll finish up this piratically pirated box set with a track praising the stolen from our Christmas album called Captain Nick is Coming to Town, featuring yours truly.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout.
Why?
I'm telling you why. Captain Nick is coming to town.
I'm scared.
Major Key.
Captain Nick is coming to town!
Wait, hang on, hold it.
I love the U-Tide theme, Pirated Pirate.
See, you misunderstand here what we're supposed to be doing.
I was going to say something, but I've been razzed for waking up.
Yes, none of the tracks you mention are actually stolen, or pirated, as we say, because we do, in fact, own the copyright to every single one of them.
I downloaded them from a Russian Usenet group.
Aye, but illegal download or no, our presentation of the material is still legally covered by the fact that we are the original artists.
So, it's not pirated material?
Technically, no.
What if we was to play our cover version of Let It Be or Shake Your Booty?
Well, here we'd be talking about Tiny Pirate cover tunes instead of pirated, which should imply that we are playing songs to which we have no legal ownership.
I paid the ASCAP BMI on Let It Be, I assure you.
I have no doubt.
So, what now?
Well, does anyone have a song in their possession not written or performed by us, the Tiny Pirate Songs creative team? Check your iPods carefully.
No.
None here. All Tiny Pirate shanties.
No, this is ridiculous. Look, you've got a 30-gig MP3 player there. What can you possibly have on it? Our albums be so brief they can't take up more than a few hundred K at the most.
I filled up mine with pictures of me Yorkshire Terriers.
Tap dance instructional videos from YouTube.
Wait! I've got 1001 spooktacular sound effects, the Pickwick collection.
No, see, now it just sounds like we're producing some sort of Halloween special. Why do you have those on your iPod?
Sound effect collections help relax me.
All right, clearly, ironic as the situation may be, us being pirates and all, we came here unprepared to produce an album of actually pirated material. And instead, we are presenting nothing but greatest hits and 39 different versions of a door squeaking. I apologize for wasting everyone's time, including our graphic designer, who will not get the message in time, and will still probably produce an album cover touting the illegal or pirated nature of this content.
We should work on our inter-office communication.
Yes, that's the least of our troubles.
Got it! I got it! I have a copy of Sailor's Hornpipe!
Yes, blast you, we've all jolly well got Sailor's Hornpipe on our iPods. We're pirates, aren't we?
We could write new words.
This is such a travesty.
We are tiny pirates and we roam about the sea, but that's a misnomer, since we're really not tiny. We're just normal size and average weight, except for crewman's me, and he's only fat because his land of work, you see.
That's a personal attack. I can't help me size.
The whole thing is ridiculous and depressing anyhow. New lyrics to a tune from the 18th century be not pirated material.
Well, no, not when you describe it like that, or angry-like.
Not when you describe it in any fashion.
We are tiny pirates.
No, don't sing it again. Ah, you're gonna sing it again. This may very well be the end of the franchise. I feel drained creatively. That's what I feel. I feel like I'm bearing the weight of the whole thing on my shoulders, and you're just back there singing Sailor's Hornpipe, new lyrics, like it's something fantastical that you made up out your own heads. It's not fantastical, nor is it pirated. Perhaps I'll try a new profession, something adventurous and different, like longshoreman. Still of the sea, of course, because that is what my resume would reflect, but slightly different and still smelling of salt. Then again, I've always enjoyed macrame and craft festivals, so perhaps that is where I belong. Magic shows, who knows?